renovated gates, 300. What's it been like the week around in the build-up to that?
Yeah, it's such a momentous occasion, isn't it? And just talking to the players then about trying to slow that time down and really appreciate the significance of it. You know, when exciting things happen in your life, like marriage and all those sort of things, the time goes really quickly. And this is a momentous occasion, so just slow it down and really appreciate it. So we spoke about that today. But, geez, that photo with the five together was just extraordinary, with Soss and Bruce, Braddles, John Nichols. That's just a photo for the ages. I haven't seen a better photo in footy in my short time in AFL level. That's just a really significant picture, I think. And I think 1,200 odd players at Carlton, only five have got to 300. So such a small percentage. So there's only a special character that can get to that far. He's been able to adapt, Simo, adapt to, you know, 16 years here at the club. You've got to adapt, but more importantly, over 16 years, you can imagine there's changes of coaches, assistant coaches, players. You don't survive through that and thrive unless you're a strong personality, and he's a ripper person, just full stop on that.
And his time coincides with the toughest time in this football club's history. What's he meant to the club? Someone like that staying all the way through, I imagine, is pretty important.
Oh, a heart and soul. Mm. Just held in the highest regard, and, you know, so many first to third yearers just look up to him, the way he plays. He's 70-odd kilo, goes back with the flight, and just a great role model. His heart and soul. It was interesting, there was some Simo T-shirts out in our merch room there, and our players just went and bought them all. That just shows the care for him as a person. I think his mum and dad were in here, and they probably bought the rest of the shop anyway, so... just a great occasion for the club, and I was just rapt that all five 300 gamers could get together this week.
Does he sit pretty comfortably in that company, do you think, Brendan?
I don't think he personally feels comfortable about it. He's such a humble, quiet personality. I thought he dealt with the media so well, because he's not someone that puts himself out in the media so much this week. But being someone so humble and quiet, when you're in a team meeting... he's not quiet. He just oozes passion. And when he's on the ground or it breaks, he's not quiet. There's a fierce competitor that comes out, and that's why he's so well respected. I'm just so happy that in the last few years I've had an opportunity to experience Cade Simpson.
I think there was some vision. I think it was a Fremantle game at quarter time. So he got really animated and brought the group in and spoke to him, I think, before he got down there. Is that a common theme that you've seen from Cade?
Yeah, Cade will lead whether or not he's a vice captain in the leadership group or not, because of the passion. Going back to that game, his third quarter was inspirational, wasn't it?
There's a physical element as well to playing 300. Obviously, you've got to be really durable, but considering his size as well, can you give us a word on, I guess, how impressive it is to get to that landmark?
Yeah, well, most people are running in excess of 10 kilometres every game. And then you know how ferocious it gets in terms of the knocks and the way he plays. So it's also testament to his professionalism, because you've got to get up each week. So the above and beyond behaviours, you know, ice baths, going to the beach, Pilates, he's as good as you see around that. And I'm happy to say it publicly, he ran a PB this year in our time trial, at 34 years of age. So you're dealing with a very small percentage of the AFL population that can do and what he's done and stay there at that level. So it's a big week. And I think it's about our players inspiring Simo this week, not Simo inspiring them.
Speaking of inspiring, you said shortly after the Collingwood game that, you know, it's almost like you put people on notice that it's, you know, there's almost an expectation of a win tomorrow and you will start outsiders. Just the importance of turning up with what you showed against Collingwood, not the first half of the week before, because there are extremes in what Collingwood are in what Carlton are producing at the moment, the importance for the right team to turn up tomorrow.
The last month's been pretty consistent.
Mm. Except for that.
The last month's been pretty consistent. Mm-hmm. Sydney, Geelong, mm. Collingwood.
Yep.
The half against Fremantle was unacceptable.
Mark Murphy begin this week.
Sorry?
Mark Murphy begin this week.
Yeah, nah, huge in. He's trained really strongly over the last few weeks, Murph. And the thing that he brings is organisation and leadership. And don't really have to say it, he's a quality ball user. So he's been out for a while, and we don't expect Murph to be best on ground, but he's passionate to play next to his good mate, Simo, and he's trained well, and we're looking forward to him adding some good leadership in and around these youngsters. So, yeah.
There's been a fair bit of commentary about his future. How important is it to him to just be able to get back on the field and play footy and put all that to one side?
Yeah, Murph, we understand the process Murph's going through, and I've said numerous times, so I'm being repetitive. His investment and giving it to others when he's injured shows he's a cult in person, so that'll work itself through in time. But for him to get out there, you can let all the energy out. He's been waiting and wanting to play. He's such a competitor, and AFL footballers, when they're injured, are like caged tigers. They just want to get out and go, so that's Murph.
Pickett's come in. I saw you had obviously good numbers in the twos, but what did you make of the performance in that match?
Yeah, well, he's got elite speed. He's had an inconsistent career to this point through injury. You wouldn't believe before round one how he just fell over, landed, and broke his wrist. So he's still learning the craft. But when he gets the ball with time and space, I wouldn't want to be chasing Pickett. He's as quick as anyone in the competition. So he's got to build his consistency, and that's what he has to do now in the back end of the year.
Oh, sorry, were we able to get an update on Matty Cruiser? Obviously the ankle didn't get up this week.
Yeah.
How serious is it?
Yeah, no, he's got an ankle. He's also got some concussive symptoms as well. So the combination of those two, we don't want to take a risk with Cruz. And because he's such a competitive player and combative, you really got to save him from himself, probably.
So do you know when the concussion happened in the game? Against Collingwood, obviously.
Yeah, late after the game, I understood that there were still concussive symptoms, so I found out in and around half-time, but I was briefed that that in combination with his ankles, what stopped him later in the evening after the game, yeah.
So with those two, is it likely either will be long, a few more weeks, or is he a good chance?
We're optimistic next week. I can't be totally definitive on that, but we'll make sure that Cruz's welfare is number one, and then make that assessment. So optimistic that it's next week, yeah.
Harry McKay hasn't played since round 10.
Yeah.
How do you think he's responded to his omission, and how far, or what does he have to do to get back in the side?
His is around consistency. I can appreciate that he's got some talent, but his consistency in some contest work, quarter to quarter, needs to grow. He's fully aware and understanding of that, and he'd be the first to admit at the moment he's working his way through that as a young forward. A little bit of, I think, of it, his inconsistencies linked to a lack of pre-season. So he has never had a clean run, poor old H, and hopefully just some consecutive games will build that up enough to be able to play him again before the year's finished. Yeah.
He's clearly backing your team, what they've done in the last month. What do you make of Port, those three home wins, what they'll bring?
No, they're a dangerous opposition. There's no doubt about that. They're big bodies,
yeah.
In and around the contest. Pal Pepper, Wines, Poke, you know them all. And if they get clean ball, they can get it into isolated one-on-ones in Dixon and Gray. So we know offensively and in and around the contest they're powerful, but we need to bring similar defensive efforts that we did last week against Collingwood, and that gives ourselves a chance. So we've had a lot of change of personnel in our back line. Due through circumstance and injury. So the speed in which they can gel us a back line will be critical for us this week and going into the back half of the year, just due to the change of personnel down there, yeah.
So the game last night, Brendan, the way that the Richmond players went over to Reece Conker after that horrible injury. Is that the kind of togetherness and culture that you're trying to create?
I honestly like that. I love what I saw last night with Richmond, and Dimmer and their group has done an outstanding job in the last few years. I'm quite comfortable to say that our group have got each other's back, and they're really tight-knit. I think there's many examples of that over the last few years. That doesn't mean we've been playing to the level we like, but just having each other's back. I thought the comments Paddy Dow made in and around winning the Rising Star resonated, because it was a young kid in his first year saying how they've got each other's back, they're tight-knit as mates and coaching group, and it was just interesting to hear that from Paddy. That sort of resonated, that, you know, we are bound by blue and got each other's back. But last night, that was special, wasn't it, when someone's injured that they all run over together?
Obviously, you've done some evaluation of Port for this week, but do you sort of see them as a genuine contender this year?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, they're a quality football side. Can't underestimate them.
The last time you two played, you lost by 90 points. Is it a chance to show how far you've come since then?
Totally different team. You know the list turnover, you know what's available for us to select. So, you know, if our team was similar, I'd probably answer yes, let's reflect on that. But just so many changes of personnel, difficult to do that.